Okay, so let's unpack this. We're diving into the world of event ticketing today, attendance management too.
Yeah, but we're looking beyond, the usual big commercial platforms you probably think of first.
Exactly. We're focusing on ALF.io. That's pronounced shelf show, by the way. It's a system built for event organizers who really care about, let's say, three key things.
Privacy, right? Security,
Yeah.
definitely. And a fair pricing model for attendees. That's the core promise.
It really covers the whole life cycle, from getting tickets out there to managing everything, reporting the works.
And what's really interesting, I think, is the philosophy underneath it all. It's about giving organizers actual control, not just, access to some software.
Right. Control over their event, their data.
Yeah, and it's aimed at everything from big conferences and trade shows down to workshops, maybe even your local meetup group if they need something solid.
Okay, hold that thought. Before we really jump into the nuts and bolts, just a quick heads up for you listening. This deep dive is supported by SafeServer.
All right.
SafeServer handles hosting for software like this, and they support you in your digital transformation. You can find more info at www.safeserver.de.
Good to know.
So we've got sources covering the main web application, the check-in side of things, even the commercial options around it.
Where should we start? The core promise.
Let's do that. Let's kick things off with that central idea of ALF.io, this philosophy of control and fairness. Because honestly, that's what makes it different.
Okay, so first things first, we absolutely have to clarify what open source means here, especially if you're kind of new to this idea.
Good point.
ALF.io is described as free, as in freedom. It's like that old saying, free speech, not free beer.
Right, not just zero cost.
Exactly. It means the users, the event organizers, they have the freedom to run the software when they want, where they want. They can look at the code, tweak it if they need something specific.
Modify it.
Yeah, modify it, and even share their modified versions.
Yeah.
It's about fundamental user freedom.
Okay, that freedom sounds great. But like if I'm organizing a big conference, I'm also looking at the budget spreadsheet, right? If the code's free, what's the catch? Is it actually zero cost for my event?
That's a really important question and a fair one. The sources we looked at are pretty clear on this. They say basically, open source does not mean free of charge.
Ah, okay.
So while you're not paying a license fee like you would for proprietary software, running any serious system takes resources. Think about the developers, the community, maintaining it, improving it. Their time isn't free.
Right, someone's got to keep the lights on, develop new features.
Precisely. So, financial contributions, sponsorships, they're pretty essential to keep the whole thing healthy and moving forward.
So the deal is, you get the freedom, you avoid getting locked into one vendor, but you, or maybe your hosting provider like SafeServer, need to chip in somehow, either with time or money, to keep it stable. That actually sounds healthier.
It really is.
Yeah.
And this idea feeds right into that core value for the organizer, fairness. The big win here is the organizer keeps total control over their event. And crucially, they keep their attendees' data away from those massive commercial ticketing companies.
Which means no sneaky data mining.
Less chance of that, for sure. And it also means they skip those often hefty non-negotiable service fees that the big platforms slap onto every ticket.
Oh, yeah, those can add up fast. That protects the organizer's budget and honestly probably feels better for the attendee, too.
Absolutely. Better relationship all around.
Okay, but if you're keeping data safe, you gotta talk security. Compliance, too. What's ALF.io actually doing, like architecturally, to make sure it's not just free, but genuinely secure?
Good question. Security seems baked in pretty well. For starters, everything's served over HTTPS. That's standard secure connections, obviously.
Table stakes these days.
Right. But they also use a really strict content security policy, CSP. It's like an extra layer of defense. Basically, it tells the web browser exactly which sources are allowed to load content, like scripts or styles.
So it stops dodgy code from running.
Yeah, helps prevent things like cross-site scripting attacks. It's about blocking malicious stuff someone might try to inject.
Okay, that makes sense. What about payments? That's always the scary part, right? Handling credit cards, PCI compliance, nightmare stuff.
Ah, yeah, can be. But ALF.io makes a pretty smart move here. They get easy PCI compliance. That's the payment card industry standard for handling card info safely because they integrate tightly with major payment gateways. Think Stripe, Molly.
The big trusted names.
Exactly. And here's the key bit. No sensitive credit card data ever gets stored on the organizer's own server.
Ah, so it's all handled by Stripe or Molly directly.
Right. They shift that whole complex, risky process of handling and storing card numbers onto these specialized compliant companies.
Yeah.
So the organizer basically sidesteps the toughest PCI headaches automatically. It's like outsourcing the security risk.
Okay, that is smart. Keep the open source core lean and secure. Let the financial experts handle the really tricky payment stuff. That leads us nicely into looking at the whole ALF.IR ecosystem then. What are the pieces?
Yeah, it's quite modular, actually. You've got the core web application that's licensed under GPLv3, which guarantees it stays open source. And then there are the specialized tools around it.
And the web app itself has two sides.
Uh-huh. There's the public ticket shop. That's what your attendees see and use. And then there's the back office, the admin area. That's the control panel for the organizer.
Makes sense. And what if my event's, I don't know, in Brussels or somewhere with multiple languages needed? Is it ready for that?
Oh, definitely. The multi-language support is actually really impressive. Our sources listed Italian, English, Spanish, German, Dutch, French, Turkish, Romanian, Portuguese.
Wow, quite a list.
Yeah, and apparently the community keeps adding more. So it's clearly built with international events in mind, global scale.
Let's talk money again, payment flexibility. Super important for selling tickets, right? People expect options now, not just Visa or MasterCard.
Totally. And ALF.IO gives a lot of options. Through Stripe and Molly, you get the global credit cards, sure, but also regional biggies like Ideal in the Netherlands, Bancontact in Belgium, lots of others.
So local payment methods are covered.
Seems like it. And beyond those main gateways, it also supports Revolut, PayPal, plus really useful stuff like bank transfers and even handling payments physically at the event check-in desk.
Ah, okay. So an organizer has real choice. They can set up a free event, obviously, or paid, let people prepay online or maybe embrace them with a bank transfer option, or just let them pay cash or card when they arrive.
Exactly. It handles different scenarios like corporate bookings versus individual ticket buyers. The only real setup needed for the organizer is if they want those online prepayments, they got to connect their own Stripe or Molly account.
Makes sense. They need somewhere for the money to go.
Right. But the attendee experience is smooth. No extra registration needed just to buy a ticket.
Nice. Okay, let's switch gears slightly. Metrics. Organizers need to know how sales are going, which marketing worked.
Mm.
But how do you do that without, you know, becoming creepy and violating privacy rules, especially in Europe, GDPR and all that?
Yeah, that's a big balancing act. ALF.IO seems quite proud of how they handle this. Organizers can hook up things like Google Analytics. And because ticket shop URLs are unique, you can track campaign success that way.
There's got to be a but for privacy.
There is. Two key things are apparently enabled by default for EU compliance. First, the stats collected are anonymized. Second, IP addresses are scrambled.
Okay, so you get the general trend. This campaign drove X sales, but you're not tracking individual users or storing their full IP addresses, keeping things compliant with things like the cookie law.
That seems to be the goal, and maybe the biggest privacy commitment. ALF.IO itself, the core developers, they don't get any usage stats or metrics sent back to them.
Really? So they built it, but they're not trying to harvest data from everyone using it?
Nope. That goes right back to that free as in freedom idea we talked about earlier. It's a fundamental commitment.
Okay, that's pretty compelling. Let's move to the big day, the event itself. You've got hundreds, maybe thousands of people lining up. Check-in time. This is where things can fall apart spectacularly. How does ALF.IO handle check-in, especially at scale? And what if the tech fails?
Right, this brings us to part three, I guess, the whole check-in setup and resilience. They've got two main tools for this. First, the basic one, ALF.IO Scan.
An app?
Yeah, it's a mobile app, iOS, Android. Probably fine for smaller events, you know, staff checking people in, or maybe sponsors scanning badges to collect leads. Simple stuff.
Okay, but what about the massive conference? Hundreds arriving per hour. You can't rely on just phone apps for that, surely. The battery dies, the connection drops.
Exactly. For that, they have the heavy-duty option, ALF.IO-PI.
PI as in Raspberry Pi.
You got it. It's basically software and blueprints they provide to build a dedicated check-in station using a Raspberry Pi computer and a touchscreen. It's designed for really high throughput, fast check-ins. It can even print badges right there on the spot.
Okay, that sounds robust. But here's the killer question for any event tech.
Yeah.
What happens if the Wi-Fi dies or the main internet connection goes down? You're in a concrete basement venue or a huge metal expo hall. Flaky internet is almost guaranteed.
The classic event nightmare. That's exactly what the ALF.IO-PI architecture is designed to handle. Resilience is key.
How does it work?
So these PI stations, they form a local cluster when they start up. They talk to each other. They download an encrypted list of all the registered attendees from the main ALF.IO server.
Encrypted. Why is that important, if the station is offline anyway?
Security. Even if someone physically got hold of one of the stations, the raw attendee list is protected. The data only gets decrypted right there, on the spot, when a valid ticket QR code is scanned.
Ah, clever. Okay, so the really critical feature here is this cluster of check-in stations can keep working offline, even if the internet is totally on.
That's the main selling point. They can operate offline. And crucially, they still guarantee data integrity within the cluster.
Meaning
one ticket can't be scanned successfully on two different offline stations at the same time. They keep track locally, preventing fraud, and keeping the entry process smooth, even if the outside connection is dead.
Wow, okay. That kind of offline resilience is huge for big events. That's serious stuff.
It is, and technically it reflects that. The project needs Java 17, known for being stable in enterprise setups, and a solid database like Postgres 10 or newer. They also mention it's cloud-ready, tested on platforms like Heroku, Google Kubernetes Engine, OpenShift. It's built to handle real load.
That's great for tech-savvy organizers who need that power, but what about the organizer who loves the idea, the freedom, the control, the privacy, but just doesn't want to deal with setting up Java servers and databases and managing cloud infrastructure? That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. Fair point. There's an answer for that, too. It's called Swicket.
Swicket.
Yep. Swicket is basically the premium managed hosted version of ALF.io.
Yeah.
You get all the features, but they handle the hosting, the setup, the maintenance. Hassle-free hosting is how they put it.
So you pay a fee and they run it for you.
Exactly. Plus, you get dedicated support, email, chat, video calls, and often access to more advanced features like deeper CRM integrations or fancier lead capture tools for sponsors. It's the convenience option. Built on the same open source core.
Okay, that makes sense. Provides a pathway for different needs.
So wrapping up, we've really seen how ALF.io tries to balance these powerful, scalable features, you know, the offline check-in, all the payment options, with this fundamental commitment to user freedom and keeping data private.
It really does offer a clear alternative, doesn't it? If you're an organizer feeling kind of trapped by the big commercial platforms, this looks like a genuinely different way to go. Maximum control.
Yeah, it flips the script a bit. Instead of the ticketing vendor kind of owning the relationship with your attendees through their data, ALF.io keeps that relationship directly with the organizer. Less risk of data getting used in ways you didn't intend, less vendor lock-in.
The sources kept coming back to that idea. Open source means freedom. So here's something for you, the listener, to think about. Consider all the data you share when you sign up for an event name, email, maybe your company, what you bought.
A lot of info, usually.
Right. Now, if the organizer running that event chose a system like ALF.io, a system built on the promise of keeping your data under their control and away from data brokers, how does that fundamentally change the relationship, the trust between you and the event itself? That's maybe something to mull over next time you click register.
Good point.
And just one final reminder before we go.
Yeah.
Our deep dive today was made possible by SafeServer. SafeServer supports the hosting of software like ALF.io and can assist you with your digital transformation. You can find all the information at www.safeserver.de.